Hello, awesome people. Welcome to Embrace the Pivot. I'm Dr. C. Robinson, your host for the show. Join me as we discover what pivoting actually means and how you can embrace your pivot during life's transition. Happy Wednesday, everyone. How are you doing? Have you had a productive week so far? I hope so. Pivoting is interesting, right? A lot of times you don't realize that you're pivoting until you've already pivoted. It takes practice to be consciously aware of all the pivots that you're going to take. And you have to be mindful, and it's a technique to recognize every single pivot. A lot of times the bigger pivots, getting married, going to college, moving, going to a different job if you haven't been fired or the company hasn't been bankrupt, you are consciously aware that you are pivoting. You want to make that pivot. You plan for those pivots and you execute on them. But it's the other pivots, the unplanned pivots, where it's hindsight is 20/20. Even for those career pivots, when you decide, I'm going to change positions, change companies, industries, or start my own company, it is being open to how you get there. Keep the overall goal the same, but keep an open mind as to how you will achieve that goal. There's a million ways to achieve your goal, but here comes a challenge. The challenge is when you are in this state of pivot and you are excited for what you are pivoting to, how do you know the right opportunities? How do you know that if an opportunity is presented to you, that it will keep you focused towards what you want to pivot to? Or if it will take you away from that focus, if it will take you down a different path? And the answer is, you really don't know. That's the thing. But you have to do your research. 95% of the people I interview all say, do your research. And sometimes you do have to jump in 2 feet and just go for it. It may be premature, but sometimes you just have to go for it, right? Because if you don't do it now, you're never going to go for it. But as you're going for it, do the research. And with opportunities presented, if you're an entrepreneur with the shiny object syndrome, that is where it's, oh, this idea sounds great. Oh, this idea sounds great. And all the ideas sound great. You have to narrow down what idea you're going to go for. And I've been there. I've gotten better at the shiny object syndrome. It's still hard because everything sounds so exciting. And oh my goodness, my brain goes, okay, well, if I go here, I connect the dots of if I go here, then this is going to lead me there. And then ultimately that will get me to my goal. And sometimes these opportunities that present themselves are so far from what I want to do. And I've trained myself to say, that is a great idea. That is a great project. Thank you. However, I'm going to pass because it's not aligned with what I actually want to do. And that's the thing with pivoting. When you open yourself up, more opportunities come to you. When you allow yourself to be present, to say, I am worthy of X, Y, and Z, opportunities present themselves. And then once you hear all the information about that opportunity, make a decision. Say, is this the laser focus I need to get me to where I want to go? Or just because it sounds good doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be good. And this will set me back 3 months, 6 months, a year. Is that really what you want? And it is so important to be open to new opportunities. It is also so important to know and understand which opportunities are going to derail you and what opportunities are going to push you forward, are going to help you achieve your overall arching goal. I necessarily don't use vision boards. I am a writer. I like to write things down. I have a personal journal, and then I have a business journal, and I have a project journal. Within my project and my business journal, every month or so, okay, let's be real, maybe every 3 months, I continuously write down my overall goal. Who do I want to be in this life? What would I like to accomplish that aligns with my definition of success? And I like to write this down, and then I do 3 months planning, basically. Yeah, I'm being real with myself. I like to say every month, but it's really like every 3 months. But I write down, okay, what are these steps that are going to get me closer to what I really want to accomplish, who I really want to be in this world? Writing that down helps me stay focused. And when projects or opportunities present themselves to me, then I can go back and say, okay, where am I and where does this fit into these steps? Because as I mentioned before, it is so important to have small, manageable goals, small, manageable steps. Because when you achieve those small steps, those small goals, that is taking you to the bigger goal. If a project comes along and it does not fit in with my current 3-month step plan, I have to pass. No matter how good it sounds, no matter how shiny it may be on the outside, I know that it is derailing me. It is gonna then take me longer to achieve what I really want to achieve. So if an opportunity presents itself to you, really sit down and say, how does this fit into the plan? How will this take me closer? And it's okay if it takes you a week, 2 weeks to figure that out. Don't be afraid to say no. A lot of people in the beginning of their careers, you have to be the yes person. Being the yes person, you create those opportunities for yourself. And that's what you need when you start. But as you get further along in your career, you don't have to be that yes person. You have to be able to pivot the mindset in order to understand that it is pertinent for you to remain focused, laser focused on that goal if you want to achieve it. And the best thing that you can do for yourself the majority of the time is to say no. And it's okay. It is 100% okay. Because if you are focused and you are hellbent on making that goal reality, the no is going to be more beneficial to you than trying to make a project fit. And I've been there before where you need to take projects because you need the money. I 100% get that. But again, is the money worth derailing you from your overall goal? Because that overall goal is going to be that financial freedom for you. Rather pass on a project. And again, this is my belief. This has worked for me. Passing on that project and not being taking away from my focus for 3 or 4 months is worth it because I'm going to get to my goal quicker. And that is how I approach opportunities that come to me. And for those opportunities that don't come to me, where I have to make my own opportunities, I go for it. Because if I can make that opportunity for myself and it fits within my small step plan, I go for it because that's going to get me there quicker. So really evaluate the opportunities, evaluate the projects, and ask yourself, does this just sound good or is this realistic? Because a lot of people will get trapped in this, oh, it sounds good, let me just try it, what's the worst that can happen? And at least you're going to be put back so many months or weeks or years even to get to where you really want to go. And pivoting, it's exciting. Enjoy the ride. There will be opportunities that come your way that you never even thought were possible, and they get you closer to that goal. 100% go for them. But again, just ask yourself, does it sound good or is this going to help me? Those are the two questions that you really need to ask yourself. And currently, I am going through this, and one project has been presented to me where initially I was like, I don't know, this is going to take me further away, but it does align with my overall goal, and I'm going to give it a shot. I want to see how this one plays out. This one isn't going to take that much of my time, so I feel comfortable in my decision with helping this person build it out. So I hope all of you are having a great week. Feel free to reach out to me on social media at Embrace the Pivot. My email is robinson@embracethepivot.org. I would love to hear from you. Happy pivoting, and I'll be back next week. You can follow me, Dr. C, on Instagram @embracethepivot. I hope all of you embrace your pivot.